Wow. Summer is just around the corner. And there's an emerging trend. If you go into Wilson Park, Carson Veterans Park, or any other park today, there's a great activity happening there. Drive to Redondo Beach Pier or Santa Monica, and the same thing is happening. You can see people are jogging, running, or walking, or playing. At their homes, they are also dieting. These are indications that everybody wants to be healthy. Everyone wants to live longer. Everyone is doing something to be healthy in mind, body, and soul. The social media has a lot to do with this trend. I confess, me and my wife Dory are one of those who are fixated to healthy foods and health ideas because of the trending social platforms. Sometimes I tease her, she can spell the word antioxidant atorvastatin better than me. Due to the popularity of social media, and this is a good thing, because people are increasingly aware of their health and cautious. Now they read the labels carefully when they go to the grocery store, like Edith, probably, and my wife, Dory. They are more choosy and prefer buying food that read low-fat, sugar-free, low cholesterol. Like your sister. I look at my sister. Organic, non-gluten bread, lean meats, etc. This is not happening during the 50s and the 60s when I was growing up. And on the topic of health, I noticed something in the last 47 years as a member of this church. The most common prayer request involves health and wellness. This means someone is asking to pray for a sick friend or a loved one. The thanksgiving for birthdays and celebrations comes next. And the third most common request is the prayer for travel safety or traveling mercy. And if you look further and globally, health ranks among the top five common problems or issues facing every individual today. Money is only number six. But in the Philippines, it's number one. And the good news, is that you come to the right place to be healthy. You come to the right place to be healthy. And I will tell you why. Not because of my sermon, but because of your spiritual connection to a divine source. He is the creator who fearfully and wonderfully made you. You are not a mistake in God's creation. You are in good health because of your belief in the gospel. More importantly, you are rooted and committed to an amazing and sovereign power. Listen to this. Some years ago, the Vanderbilt University, through Dr. Marino Bruce, associate professor of health and medicine and society, did a research. Dr. Bruce identifies how and why attending worship services is good for us. He said people who attend services of a church, synagogue, or mosque are less stressed and live longer. Amen to that, right? Dr. Bruce concluded that going to church promotes longevity. He added that being in a place where you can flex those spiritual muscles is actually beneficial for your health. Wow, beautiful word. And listen to Psalms 103, verses 2 to 5. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with his love and righteousness and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is restored like the eagle. Have you seen an eagle lift and fly? They fly high. It's difficult to see an eagle. They soar. Praise the Lord. You woke up today. You have food on your table. Shoes on your feet. After the service, you have a roof up above you, a good place to sleep, you called home. Last week we celebrated the centennial anniversary of this church. We recalled and highlighted how countless people were impacted and ennobled by the church's teachings, prayers, and fellowships. Those are the distinctive features of the Torrance Church. I'm one of the beneficiaries of this heritage. May God be glorified. Many thanks, church. We have come here to proclaim his forgiveness and abundant blessings. He crowned our congregation with his unshakable love and compassion for many generations, 100 years. You are all right. I am all right. Because God is pleased when we break bread together and seek his kingdom first. When we celebrate, worship, or partake egg rolls or pancit, or roasted pig, together with others and Filipino members, we glorify God. We accentuate our unity in diversity. The Bible said our flesh will be healed and our bones refreshed. And the Lord your God will bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness away from among you. He will take the sickness from among you. Psalms 103 tells us what God did for us in the last 100 years and what he will do for this church in the coming years. There's a greater teacher of well-being. There's no greater teacher of well-being than the church. in a church the world over. It is the source of learning and teaching about how to live and enjoy life. In this pulpit, we hear the astonishing words of faith, hope, and love. Weekly sermons and messages speak of how you can decide to be happy and have a wonderful life through Jesus Christ. Each prayer and each precept emanating from these walls are sources of joy, strength, and well-being. They are designed to lift up thoughts of darkness and hopelessness. Bible studies and fellowships are intended to lift you up, to equip and improve your life both socially and spiritually. Every worship is a font of joy and a moment of jubilation and thanksgiving, just like what you are doing today. Here we hear the gospel, the wellspring of our hope and grace. The feast of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, soothes your hearts. And in this serenity, you manage to recover and feel good. Pray hard, believe hard, and work hard, and you can deal with all your problems, and you can win over all the hardships. The hymns that you and the choir sing each Sunday resound an echo of healing and peace. When you embody them or internalize them, they are fountains of comfort and relief for your body, mind, and soul. What is my definition of a healthy person? You can drive or walk. If you can see me clearly from where you are, you can hear my words, sing praises, and say hi, and bless the person next to you. You are healthy. If Psalms 103 verses 2-5 is a song, I will make it the ballad of Pastor Paddy. Why? It has the lifting, it has the lilting effect of a Beethoven symphony, and the calming promises and comforting words of the two hymns, Amazing Grace and How Great Thou Art. I was ill and the Lord made me well. He has forgiven all my iniquity. When I was young, I had no computer, no cell phone, no refrigerator, no fridge in my home, no water heater. You can't believe we didn't have a bathroom in our house either. But God satisfies my desires with good things. He rescued me from my childhood woes and difficulties. I was down and He raised me up. His mercy and goodness followed me from Manila to America and blessed me with His favors and honors. I will praise the Lord. I will count His blessings. I will shout out all His benefits. When you go jogging, jog with Him. When you walk, walk with Him. And when you run, run with Him. Dance with Him. Sing with Him. Play as if He were part of your team in basketball. Praise Him forever and ever. When you are doing these things, believe it, because God works a miracle in your body every day. Let us pray. Most loving God, thank you for our church, for all the benefits you have provided us so we can be healthy and well. Thank you for your forgiveness and for your healing grace. We praise you for your presence in our times of health and sickness, in our moments of joy and grief. This moment we ask, restore our body to be like the eagles and heal our infirmities by your grace and steadfast love. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.